For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosher. Missouri Governor Mike Parson announced yesterday he's extending the statewide stay-at-home order until Sunday, May 3rd. State House reporter Jacqueline Driscoll says the following day is when he plans to reopen some businesses in the state.
Parson's current stay-at-home order was set to expire April 24th, but Parson says he thinks Missouri has reached its peak of coronavirus cases. He's cautiously optimistic the state is on a downward turn, but he's extending his statewide order. He says that's to ensure Missourians can get back to work on May 4th.
The decision to move the date from the 24th and why we're going to the 3rd is simply to start preparing for opening up the state of Missouri.
In the next couple weeks, Parson says he plans to significantly expand testing capacity and protective equipment reserves, possibly expand healthcare systems capacity if needed, and improve the ability to predict potential outbreaks. He wants to do all of this by May 4th. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
Despite Governor Parson's extended stay-at-home order, Missouri lawmakers still plan to return to work April 27th. A top Republican says lawmakers plan to return before May 3rd so they can pass a budget by their May 8th deadline. Senate Majority Floor Leader Caleb Rowden says lawmakers also could use the time to work on policies that could help Missouri cope with the coronavirus pandemic. There are now more than 5,000 confirmed cases of the virus in Missouri, according to the State Health Department. Nearly all Republican U.S. senators have been invited to join a bipartisan group of lawmakers who will advise the White House on reopening the economy amid the pandemic. Bill Grady reports Missouri's Josh Hawley plans to join the group.
The first-term Republican has floated a number of bills related to the COVID-19 crisis, including legislation introduced this week that would allow Americans affected by the pandemic to sue the Chinese Communist Party. Hawley told Laura Ingram of Fox News the Chinese covered up the seriousness of the outbreak.
We know they knew all about this. We know that they suppressed the evidence.
Hawley has also introduced a Phase 4 coronavirus relief plan that would keep American workers on payrolls for the duration of the crisis. Hawley wrote on Twitter Thursday, quote, "Congress needs to act now to protect every American's job. I'm Bill Grady."
Meatpacking plants in the Midwest have been hotspots for COVID-19 outbreaks. Now, as Sebastian Martinez Valdivia reports, a mid-Missouri plant has confirmed COVID-19 cases among its workers.
Cargill says workers at its facility in Marshall have tested positive for COVID-19. The company won't say how many individuals have been affected, but it says any employee who may have been exposed must quarantine for 14 days. There are 53 confirmed cases in Saline County, up from 19 a week ago. Saline County Public Health Administrator Tara Brewer declined to speak specifically about the Cargill plant, but says her department is working with local manufacturers.
All together, we've been working together as a team and doing what's best for the employees and the workforce.
Cargill says the Marshall plant employs some 620 people and will remain open. For KBIA News, I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia.
And I'm Sam Mosher, KBIA News, Columbia.